The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 8, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation. One is understood to be in full knowledge, whose every act is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said by sages to be a worker whose fruit of action is burned up by the fire of perfect knowledge.
Jasya sarve samarambhya kama sankalpa varjita jnanagni dagdha karmanam tamahu panditam buddha. Pandit means one who knows. Generally in India, the learned Brahmins are called Panditji. Brahmins honorable, I am to say, title is Pandit, and Vaishya's honorable title Sedji, Panditji, Sedji. Even the Shudras, they are given some honor. Chaudhari, this is Indian system. Everyone is given some honor. Especially in Upper India, the Brahmins, even at the present moment, their address at Panditji, and the Kshatriyas, they are addressed as Thakur Sahab, and Vaishyas, they are addressed as Sedji, and the Shudras, they are addressed as Chaudharis Ji. They are also given some honor. This was the system of Indian life. Hindus, Mohammedans, they used to live very peacefully. It is not a fact that Mohammedans were always aggressive. Otherwise, how they could rule over India for 800 years? The Britishers could not rule even 200 years. But they ruled over India 800 years, only due to Aurangzeb's policy, the Mughal Empire dismantled. Anyway, so, jasya sarve samarambha, samarambha means all attempts. Jasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita. We want to do something to enjoy the fruit. We do some business with a desire, the profit I shall enjoy. We live in family life. The desire is that everyone is trying to satisfy his senses. Especially in this age, dampatye ratim eva hi. In the shastras it is said, dampatya means husband and wife relationship will exist in this age of Kali only on the point of sex life. If there is disturbance in sex life, there is divorce. So kama is there. In every samarambha, And every attempt, the lust, lusty desire is there. An agreement, businessman doing some business, the agreement, everyone is thinking, each party is thinking, how much favorable it has become in my side. That is, I want to cheat you, you want to cheat me. I am dictating this agreement should be like this. That means most favorable for my sense gratification. And you are dictating it should be like this. We are talking also on that spirit, my sense gratification. Krishna says something that is not wanted. My so-called teacher or acharya, there are different acharyas. No, there cannot be different acharyas. Acharya is one. As Krishna said in this chapter, evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājasayu sakālena jūvanasta parantava. Acharya means one who is speaking exactly the same instruction as Krishna has given. That is acharya. Not acharya, everyone becomes acharya. In my opinion, it is like that. Who are you? If you have got any opinion, then you write your own book. Why do you touch Bhagavad Gita? Because Bhagavad Gita is very well-known book all over the world. These rascals take advantage of Bhagavad Gita and interpret it in their own way. That is not acharya. Acharya means, as Krishna says, that millions of years ago I spoke this Bhagavad Gita. Imaṁ vivasyati yugaṁ pratyavān aham abhayam vivasyān. I spoke to the sun god millions and millions of years ago. Vivasyān manave prahu manu khāgave bravi. Manu, if you simply calculate the age of Mano, it becomes millions and trillions of years. So before that, because Vivasyān spoke to Mano, the Mano's age we cannot calculate. Before that. So, this is the parampara system. Krishna said to the sun god, Vivasyān, Vivasyān exactly transferred the message to Mano, Mano transferred the message to Maharaj Ikkhaku. Maharaj Ikkhaku is the first king of the Sun Dynasty, Surya Vamsa, Kshatriya, the forefather of the dynasty where Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra, appeared. So, that is acharya. So we have to accept, at the present moment, the acharya, Krishna, is instructing Arjuna. So Arjuna is acharya. One who is speaking exactly like Arjuna, he is acharya. Not that one is speaking nonsense according to his own opinion. What is he? What is his value? We are all defective. We cannot give our opinion. That is the disagreement with our preaching and others. We are preaching that nobody can give opinion on the Bhagavad Gita if he does not come in the disciplic succession as it is spoken by Krishna. Evaṁ parampara prāptam. Otherwise, it is nostos, sakalena jugarasta paranta. It is lost. So, the kama, this kama lusty, I am very learned scholar, I can give my opinion on the Bhagavad Gita. I can translate it in a different way. I can screw out some meaning by jugglery of words. Grammatical jugglery. duking karane. Shankaracharya has therefore declared, nahi nahi rakshati duking karane. By the Sanskrit grammatical pratyaya, du pratyaya, king pratyaya, and it changed the meaning. That will not save you. Bhajagovindam, 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 muramate. Prapte sanni hitamarane nahi nahi rakshati duking karane. These grammatical jagrali will not save you. Just bhajagovinda. Govindamadi purusam tamangam bhajami. That is one. So, kamaraga vivrjita. Dasya sarve samana. We can act. We must always remember this acting has begun. Chaturvarnam maya sishtam guna karma vibhaga. First of all, the acting should begin according to guna and karma. Not that everything will be done by everyone. No. Suppose if I want to do some engineering work, that is not possible for me. I must take help of an engineer. But if one wants to understand something about Bhagavad Gita, about the spiritual movement, he may consult me. Therefore, the society must be divided into four divisions. Chaturvarnamayasistam kunakarma vibhagas. There must be a class of men, very intelligent, brahminical class. They should also work just like brahmana. The kshatriya, they should work just like kshatriya, because there will be some violence, khat. So, one who defends or protects from injury, that person also should be there in the society, kshatriya. So on this basis, the society must be divided. But at the present moment, because everything is lost, now simply Shudras are there. Therefore, the common medicine is prescribed. Harennama, 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 iva kevalam. Kalau nasti, iva nasti, iva nasti, iva gadhanam. Because the idea is how to become kamaraga vivarjita. Kamaraga vivarjita. Kama sankalpa vivarjita. That is your knowledge. Everyone is lusty. He wants to satisfy his senses. So that atmaprabhavam isharam. The example I have repeatedly given you, that the senses should be engaged for the satisfaction of the Supreme. That is kama raga vibhaja or kama sankalpa vibhaja. The senses should not be used for the satisfaction of senses. The senses should be used for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is kama sankalpa buddhi. Jasya sarve samarambha. A man is engaged in devotional service. Might be he is going to the municipal office, he is going to the income tax office, because when you have to remain within this material world, we have to abide by the laws of the state. We want to construct the temple, we must have to take sanction from the municipality or higher authorities, or if we want cement, we have to go to the authority. There are so many. But it must be kama sankalpa varjita. Therefore, it looks like one, that this Mr. such and such devotee is going to the municipal officer, and another person is going also the municipal office for getting sanction of a skyscraper building. Although they are apparently one, but no, this man who has gone for Krishna's sake He is Kama Sankalpa Varjita. He has not gone to the municipal offices for sanction of the temple for his personal benefit. That is what. So, we can do anything. Of course, according to the plan, Chaturvarnam Maya system. You act as a Brahmin, you act as a Kshatriya, you act as a Shudra, it doesn't matter. But it must be Kama-raga vibarjita, Kama-sankalpa vibarjita, not for personal interest. So without personal interest, who can act? Nobody will act. Now this communist country, because they have killed personal interest, it is actually not developing. Not developing. I have seen it personally. Because, as it is said in English proverb, proprietorship turns sand into gold. One has got the sense that I am the proprietor of this business, so he works very hard and he turns sand into gold. There are many examples. A poor man starts, but because by his endeavor, now here in this country also, nowadays this endeavor is being decreased because they are afraid of the income tax. And they are thinking, we shall earn so much with hard labor, and the government from the income tax department, they will take 98%. So why shall I work? So this is economic impetus. There is one Mr. Marshall, economist, Marshall's economics, we read in our economic class. He said that family affection is the impetus for economic development. He said that. That is fact. Therefore, according to Vedic system, a boy is married with a girl, and the husband and wife, as soon as, this is psychological, as soon as they become husband and wife, because the boy is searching after woman and the girl is also searching after man, so they must be given. This is psychological. There is no question of so-called love. The formal system of marriage, the father and mother selects one boy and one girl, and by force they are married. But the economic position becomes very nice. Family affection. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavata. Pungshang sriya mithuni bhava metat kayor mithari dayaganti mahu. These are very psychological. A married man becomes responsible because there is affection, family affection. And one who is not married is irresponsible because there is no family affection. That is the basic defect of the present society. There is no family affection. They are all irresponsible. So, this psychology is there. Lusty desire. That is the basic principle of material life. So when one becomes free from this lusty desire, kama sankalpa varjita, that is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. Very simple thing. The material life means the basic principle is lusty desire. Everyone is working so hard because the basic principle is lusty desire. I shall enjoy like this. My wife shall enjoy. My children shall enjoy. My grandchildren shall enjoy. My countrymen will enjoy. My society will enjoy. This is the basic principle of whole modern civilization. Expanding. The self-interest means my sense gratification. and expand more my family's sense gratification, expand it more my society's, my nation's, this way. But this is material life. When one becomes this kama sankalpa vivarjita, that is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. Therefore it is described here, jasya sarve samarambha. Any attempt. Now this Krishna consciousness movement, there is attempt. We are also after land. We are also after building. We are also after money. We are also after business organization, either is sky, what is that? Our spiritual sky, or this book department, Bhakti Vedanta Book Trust. Apparently it is business. We also want money. We also land. We want also building. We want also men. Then where is the difference between the ordinary person and Krishna consciousness movement? This is the difference. Kama sankalpa varjita. Everyone has sacrificed his life for Krishna. Personal, there is no personal interest. These boys, these girls are working day and night hard in my direction, but I don't pay them, neither they expect any payment. Otherwise this movement would not have proceeded so quickly. There is no question of payment. Kama sankalpa bhajya. Everyone is engaged for satisfaction of Krishna. So that is explained here. Jasya sarve. Factually we are using everything. We have got everything. We have got cars, we have got microphone, we have got typewriter, we have got dictaphone. What do you have now? Just like ordinary man. We have got everything. We have got office, we have got lawyer, we have got engineer. What is not? Everything is there. But the point is kama sankalpa bhurjita. There is no lusty desire that I shall become happy, my wife shall become happy, or my children shall become happy, my nation shall become happy, my community shall become happy. Extend. This extension has no meaning. This is all kama sankalpa sahita. Suppose a person is working very hard for his nation and trying to drive away others, non-national. But that is not kama sankalpa varjita. That is kama sankalpa sahita. So therefore, that is material. Superficially, it may be very philanthropic, sacrificing. Now suppose one man is stealing for his personal benefit. And the same stealing, if he steals for his family, is he not a thief? Either he steals for his family or for himself. Stealing is stealing. But nowadays it is going on that if you steal for greater selfish interest, it is not stealing. No. The greatest selfish interest is Krishna. Nate vidu sarthagating Vishnus. You make it greater. That's all right. But where is the point where the greatness will be limited or there will end? That is Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamante gyanavan mang prabhadate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. So if we come to that point to understand that we are self-interested personally or extended personally, family-wise, community-wise, society-wise, nation-wise, they are still polluted with the material desires. But when the same extension comes to the Supreme Krishna, that is kama sankalpa bhurjita. Otherwise, it is kama sankalpa sahita, with kama sankalpa. Therefore, bhakti means Annabhilashita sunnam. Rupa Goswami says. Annabhilas sunnam. Because these are all annabhilas. Except to serve Krishna, any desire is desire. That is material desire. And sometimes they want to negate this desire. Desireless. One of my students just speaking that somebody said that to become desireless is the highest perfection. So he replied that desireless, that is also desire. You are thinking that I shall become desireless, so this is also desire. So how you become desireless? Very nice argument he gave. Our Chaitanya Guru gave it. I was very much pleased. It is not possible to become desireless. This is foolishness. To give up desire. How you cannot give desire? That is not right. If you give up desire, then you are a dead man. A stone has no desire. Do you like to become a stone like? No. Desire cannot be less. That is not possible. Anna vilasita sunnam. Avilasata sunnam anna. Anna vilasita sunnam. Except Krishna. Any other desire should be gimna. That is annavilasita. Avilasita sunnam. The acharya, Rupa Goswami, does not say. That is not possible. I must have desires. Because I am living entity. I am not a stone. I am not a wood. So this is a false philosophy to become desireless. That is not possible. To become desireless. Other desire. Other means except Krishna. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam. Uncovered. Coverless. Without any covering of jnana and karma. jnana and karma. Because here it is said, jnanagni dagdha karmani. One he is engaged in the material activities, when he is not enlightened by knowledge. Therefore, they are called murhas. The karmis who are working for sense gratification day and night, they have been called as murhas. Murhas means asses. The ass works very hard. The washerman's man's cloth loaded on the back of the ass to the greatest extent so that he cannot move. But what does he get in exchange? A morsel of grass, that's all. He knows it, that in exchange of none of the cloth belongs to me, still I am carrying so much burden, and in exchange I'll get a few pieces of grass which is available anywhere. But he is thinking that his washerman will supply me grass. This is ass, ass mentality. Therefore they are called murha. All the karmis. In Bombay there are so many karmis working very, very hard. If you want to see, you know, sir, no, I have no time. What are you doing? Working. What are you eating? Four chapatis. That's all. Why four chapatis you are working so hard? No. For my next generation, or for my son, for my grandson, for my this, for my that. This is called murha. Therefore, it is said, jnanagni dagdha karma. When one understands by knowledge that I am uselessly working this. I am uselessly working. What is the benefit of this work? But he has no knowledge. He does not know that everything, what he is building in this life, after death everything will be taken away. Mrityu sarva harashtaham. Krishna will take away. All your skyscraper building, bank balance, nice family, car and everything, all lost. With the loss of your body, everything is lost. Then you take another body. Then what is the guarantee that you will come into this family again and enjoy your car and building and society and friendship. Where is the guarantee? So somehow or other, try to understand Krishna, then you actually become Pandit, learned, and your life is successful. Thank you very much.